those hearing examiner hearings in the state of Washington are recorded. And they have to be so that a transcript can be produced later on if that becomes necessary. So hope everyone's all okay with that. If you're not, kind of the only option you have is to absent yourself because I have to report. So good morning, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and call us to order at this point because, well, let's see. Yeah, looking down the participants box, looks like we have the parties here, and no members of the public yet, so we'll see how that shapes up as we go along. Not everyone's always punctual, but I am, so we're underway, and the parties were today, so that's great. So, again, good morning, everybody. Calling us officially to order at this point, this is a public hearing on a request to vacate what is billed in pre-hearing submissions as a portion of North 24th Street and North Cedar Street to cure building encroachments. All right, my cursor's not letting me grab things here this morning. I need to slide something to the right and I can't grab it. All right, I guess it's staying right where it is, the block and part of my participants list on the screen. It's always something, right? So anyway, that the portion of North 24th Street, North Cedar Street, as that area is legally and otherwise described and depicted in the city's preliminary report that was submitted to my office on August 16th, 2022 as a proposed exhibit to today's hearing. Already mentioned the requested vacations billed as being intended to cure building encroachments. And I will note that today is August 25th, 2022, the date noticed for this hearing. We are convened on the record just after 9 a.m., which was the time noticed for the hearing. And the location noticed for the hearing was right here in this Zoom hearing room. So at least the parties are all in the right place. We have members of the public who are wanting to attend. Don't know where they are, but they're not here. And it's not terribly surprising, honestly, because this looks to be a fairly routine request for vacation, not the kind that would necessarily get people fired up enough to want to spend part of their morning here in the Zoom hearing room. So anyway, my name's Jeff Cable. I'm City of Tacoma's hearing examiner, and I will be presiding over today's hearing. I'll briefly describe the process we're going to use for today's hearing and then see if there are any procedural matters or questions that we need to address. I will note that I am not the decision maker for the petition for vacation. In the state of Washington, street vacations are considered a legislative matter, and no one elected me to be a legislator for the city. That's your city council, and so they're the ones who have to decide on it ultimately. But the city council is authorized under state and city law to designate conducting of the required public hearing to a hearing officer, and that's me. And so I conduct the hearing, and I make findings of fact and conclusions regarding how the facts line up with the law that's applicable to street vacation hearings. And I make a written recommendation to the city council for its use on the way to making that decision. The council doesn't have to follow my recommendation, but they typically do. But they are the ones who will decide in a formally convened city council meeting that will be scheduled sometime after my written recommendation issues. And a written recommendation usually issues within 2 weeks time from the hearing. My guess is I'll probably have this one out in a week or less. So, all right, so for process today, the city's Department of Public Works Real Property Services Division, as I've already mentioned, has prepared a preliminary report that outlines its review of the petition because they're the ones who intake that and review it on the way to forwarding it to me for the hearing. And the city makes the first presentation then as a result of that and explains what it did in its review of the petition and where it sees things aligning in terms of whether the petition meets the requirements for vacation under the law. as Real Property Services sees it, and also whether they think there should be any conditions attached. And so let's go ahead and take appearances as I'm introducing the process kind of. For Real Property Services today, for the city side, looks like we have Mr. Troy Stevens here representing.
Good morning, Mr. Examiner, that's true.
And are you anticipating any other witnesses besides yourself?
I am not.
Okay. So Mr. Stevens will make a presentation. And either side, petitioner side, city side, you can make a formal opening statement if you wish to do so. That would be introducing things, and then we would go into testimony. But if you're not sure whether you're testifying or making a statement, we'll just swear you in, and I can sort out what's testimony and what's argument. That's how we often do it, unless the party has a formal statement that you wish to make. So Mr. Stevens will make his presentation. One of the two of you from the petitioner's side can cross-examine him. I like to keep it to one rather than ganging up. So, you know, if there are multiple people here representing a particular party, if there can be one designee who is the chosen cross-examiner. And that's the time to ask Mr. Stevens questions about the presentation he's made. It's not the time to make statements, either agreeing or disagreeing or anything like that. Cross-examination is just that, examining that particular witness through asking questions. So when Mr. Stevens is done, then we move to the petitioner. And I will note that the petitioner bears the burden of proof in a hearing like this to show that the petition for vacation meets the particular requirements. Now, I will note that the city addresses those factors oftentimes, and unless the city and the petitioner are in disagreement, a lot of times there's not a whole lot additional for the petitioner to say, but you have the opportunity to do that after the city's done making its presentation. When the petitioner has a particular witness who makes a presentation, the city has the opportunity to cross-examine as well. And I will note that if there is cross-examination, after that cross-examination, the witness who's been cross-examined does have the opportunity to offer some redirect testimony if there are things that need to be elaborated on a little bit that came up in cross-examination but weren't fully explored. Does that make sense? So, city goes first. Mr. Stevens testifies. Petitioners can cross-examine if they choose to do so. If Mr. Stevens needs to make some redirect testimony, he can do that. Then we move on to the petitioners. Petitioners, you can testify. Mr. Stevens can cross-examine you. And if you need to elaborate more on the cross-examination, there can be some redirect. All testimony will be taken under oath and penalty of perjury, so I'll swear you in before we testify. And that will take care of it for party presentations. And then we move to the public hearing portion of today's hearing. So this is a public hearing in all senses, meaning that the hearing was publicly noticed. Anybody from the public who wants to could be here to observe today. But also after the parties have made their presentations, we take public testimony on people who have an interest in the requested street vacation. And they can give their testimony, their comments on how they view the petition for right-of-way vacation, either in support, in opposition, something else. Right now, we don't have anybody from the public in the participants room, and that may stay the case. So that's how we will proceed. I will note that. Well, let's take care of exhibits, and then I'll talk about what effect those exhibits have. So prior to today's hearing, the city submitted exhibits that have now been marked C for city 1 through 16. And I presume, Mr. Stevens, that you gave a copy of those to the petitioners?
I did, Mr. Examiner.
And petitioners, I'm seeing at least one of you shaking your head. I presume then that you got those, petitioners. Is that correct?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, and you've had an opportunity to review those then?
Yes.
Does the petitioner have any objection to anything the city has submitted as a proposed exhibit prior to the hearing?
We do not.
Okay, so if there's no objection then, Mr. Stevens, I presume you have a motion for me.
I do. I'd like to make a motion for the examiner to accept city's exhibit C1 through C16.
And that motion would be granted since there's no objection from petitioners. So at this point now, we have C1 through C16. I have reviewed those prior to the hearing. those are admitted and made part of the record. They don't need to be read in to the record to be part of the record at this point. They're there. And so either side can freely refer to those as we go along today as necessary. And if we want to pull those up on the screen, I can do share screen and put those on the screen so everybody can see them. I will know that when there are no members of the public participating in the hearing, when there are members of the public, I'll change that around rather than negative to a positive. When there are members of the public here, a lot of times it is helpful for the city to go through its review and kind of go through everything that's in the exhibits anyway to inform the public testimony that's maybe going to come when we get to that portion of the hearing. If there's nobody here, Mr. Stevens knows what's in there because he put it all together and he submitted it. I know what's in there because I reviewed it all before the hearing. And the petitioners, you said that you got that and reviewed all that, so you know what's in there too. So it makes for a much shorter hearing if we don't just unnecessarily sort of read all that into the record. But I leave that to Mr. Stevens to make that determination, with the caveat up front that you don't have to. So anyway, that's where we are at this point. The exhibits have been admitted, made part of the record. I've told you the significance of them at this point, and that I'm familiar with what's in there. I'm going to have a couple questions for Mr. Stevens anyway, whether he goes through all that or not, just because I really did go through it all beforehand, and I have a question about one or two things. So with that all said, are there any preliminary matters from the parties or questions from the parties before we get underway with presentations at this point? Anything from the city?
No, Mr. Zimmer.
Anything from the petitioners? Questions, procedural matters?
Yeah, the only question that I have is when it goes to the city, do we need to be present at that board meeting?
That is entirely your call to make. I think if I were your legal counsel, and I'm not giving you legal advice, I would tell you to be there as a just in case. In all likelihood, this will be put on what's called the council's consent agenda, meaning that they've looked at it ahead of time. They don't have any real questions over it, and it's sort of a perfunctory approval of it. And it takes all of about 5-10 minutes at the beginning of the meeting, and then you're out of there. And council is still doing its meetings hybrid, so you don't have to go down to council chambers at Market Street and all of that. You can just participate from where you are right now too. So, but that's entirely your call to make whether you're there or not. I will be there in case the council has questions on my recommendation. Mr. Stevens will likely be there if the council has questions on what city staff did and its review on the way to the hearing and the recommendation. Whether you're there or not, it's entirely up to you, but usually it takes very long for what that's worth. So. Any other questions from the petitioners before we get into presentations?
No, Mr. Alexander.
All right. So, Mr. Stevens, are you wanting to make a separate opening statement, or should I just swear you in?
You should just swear me in, Mr. Alexander.
Could you raise your right hand on the screen, please? Do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Go ahead, then.
All right. Mr. Examiner, the city is prepared to make an oral presentation for the audio record, which will restate the information contained in its previously submitted preliminary report and supporting exhibits. However, we have no additional facts or information to present today, and the only people in attendance are the parties to this matter. The petitioner was served a copy of the updated preliminary report, the preliminary report via email on August 16th, 2022. With your permission, the city will forego making a presentation today, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right. Well, you're sworn to testify under oath. I do have just one or two quick questions.
Sure, sure.
And let me find those really quickly or mark those in the exhibits. Just to make sure I'm not missing anything. All right. So, I can pull this up on screen. Let me just share screen really quickly, just so we're all looking at the same thing. is everybody seeing the city's exhibit C2 now on your screens?
We are, or I am.
Petitioners, are you seeing that as well?
Yes, sir.
All right, so here's my question then. This is a residential lot now, correct, Mr. Stevens?
It is.
And we've got three historical lots that are underlying what's all combined now as one tax parcel with the tax parcel number here that I'm circling with the cursor, 973-40750.
That's correct.
Okay. And residential property right now?
Yes.
Do you know what it's... Oh, well, okay, it shows it's zoned R2 then, too, so... All right, that takes care of one. And, let's see. Jumping down to Exhibit C7. It looks like the land use folks in planning had a couple of questions along the way.
They did, and we were able to answer those questions, and the advisory note is just that it's for the property owner in the future, just to get them to, for them to be aware that this is
there may be setback issues or okay. So you talked that all out, and they weren't pressing to have that as part of the recommendation.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And that's I actually prefer that anyway, because the recommendation really should be shalls and shall nots for the most part, that then council adopts and then makes into shalls and shall nots when they adopt that as their decision,
right,
as opposed to a whole bunch of, hey, this might, beware of this, not, I don't know, anyway.
That's, no, I agree.
All right, so that all got worked out then.
It did.
All right. Well, those are my questions then.
All right, perfect, thank you.
Is there any cross-examination questions for Mr. Stevens based on his very limited testimony elicited by me and my questions?
No, Mr. Examiner.
All right. Well, and with no cross-examination, Mr. Stevens, I presume there's no redirect unless you have something you want to elaborate on based on my questions.
No. Thank you for asking, but I'm good.
Okay. All right, then. We move on to the petitioners. Are the petitioners wishing to make a presentation today?
We have no presentation to make today, Mr. Examiner.
Okay, so is it fair to say then that you're relying on what the city has presented and made part of the record at this point?
We are.
And you're satisfied from your position then that the requirements for a street vacation to be approved have been met by the record as it stands at this point?
Correct, sir.
Okay. So, Mr. Schrader, I have one question for you that I'm going to put you under oath for, if that's all right.
Very good.
Are you willing to be the voice of the petitioners right now?
I am.
All right, so if you'd raise your right hand on the screen, please. Do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
All right, thank you. So here's my question. I guess I've kind of already asked to a certain degree. You're satisfied with the record as it stands at this point?
I am, and I have nothing to add.
Okay, and any conditions that the city has recommended at this point, you're not wanting to register any objection to, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Mr. Stevens, I'm presuming there's no cross on...
I have no cross.
What we've just...
Yeah, thank you for asking.
All right, and I'm looking at the participants list, and it's still just me and my staff and the petitioners and RPS. So it looks like there is no public testimony to be taken at this one. So we will dispense with that. Is the city wishing to make a closing statement?
No, Mr. Exemplar, thank you for asking.
Are the petitioners wishing to make a closing statement?
Yeah, Mr. Examiner, thank you for asking.
All right. Well, that looks like we're concluded unless there are questions that have come up. We've already kind of talked about process from this point. Like I said, the state gives me 2 weeks to issue the decision, or not the decision, the recommendation. Again, I'm not the decision maker. I just make the recommendation to the council who decides. My guess is that this one will be out in less than that. What I have done with it, We will email the parties a scan of that in writing, if that's okay. We've been doing things electronically since even before the pandemic. And so unless you can convince me that there's a real good reason to print it out on paper and put it in the mail with a stamp on it, we're not doing that these days.
Please do not.
Okay, great. So look for that in your email box probably in about a week. Okay, my staff is checking with me here on emails. I have for the petitioner's email hrader.matt@gmail.com and then karensfierro@gmail.com. Are those correct?
There's an S, SHRADER.net?
SH, okay, so. So I presume my office administrator just heard that and will add the S in. All right, that's where we'll send it. And we know where to. There we go. All right, all sorted. And we know where to hit Mr. Stevens up with it. So once that issues, it will probably take around a week to get a council action memorandum put together and get scheduled for council. And that scheduling will probably be about a week to 2 weeks out, depending on how busy council is. And then it will go to the council for first reading. It's vacations are done through ordinance, and ordinances have to have first and second reading. First reading will show whether council is going to tentatively approve it. Once they've done that with first reading, then once the conditions for final approval have been met, then it will go back to council for a second reading, and then it will be all approved and, well, presumably, and then it'll be done. So, any other questions from the parties?
None for me.
Mr. Stevens, I'm going to take your silence as being a nut. So.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, pretty easy this morning. Appreciate you being here. Thank you for the answers to my questions, I guess, which was really all there was presented today. And I will wish you a good rest of your day and look for a recommendation in your email boxes in about a week's time.
Thank you for your time.
All right, thank
thanks,
you.
Everybody.
We're off the record.
Recording.